The roof of the Chamber of Parliament was ripped off last night, with some of its offices flooded due to torrential rains in Accra, which inundated parts of the capital. Speaking to Radio Ghana, our parliamentary correspondent Dominic Ologi said as a result of the incident, the House had to adjourn to today its proceedings on the amendment of the Local Government Amendment Bill 2017 to revoke the appointment of government appointees to MMDCEs. He spoke to Abraham Donko.
The roof of the chamber has been ripped off. The chamber was leaking. You can visibly see rainwater dripping from the ceiling of the chamber onto the floor of the house. Before the roofs gave in, the members were considering the Local Government Amendment Bill 2017 to revoke the appointment of government appointees to the various metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies. And so while at it, there was a heavy sound on top of the roof as the storm intensified. Some MPs and members of the press corps were running for their lives when the thing happened and when the chamber was having that difficulty. And so you can see that the roof was leaking and the whole place was in some kind of a mess.
How bad is the situation?
The situation is bad because, you see, apart from the roof, you have the ceiling. So if the roof is off, the ceiling cannot withstand the rain. And so the rainwater was just dripping in onto the floor of the chamber, while some offices have also been flooded. And so that's the situation in Parliament. I must say that the minority MPs later walked out of the chamber because of the situation, while the majority MPs stayed on to pass the amendment to the Local Government Bill.
So you're saying that despite this situation, the majority MPs stayed and worked through it?
Yes, because the bill they were considering, it was on the certificate of urgency, and so with that, they were bent on passing it. So they had the number and they were able to pass it to give the president the power to revoke the appointment of the government appointees that are presently with the various district assemblies. I'm sure it will take some days for the damage caused to be fixed. Later in an interview, the majority leader, Chairman Sabonso, told us that they would be in the house tomorrow to assess the situation to see if they can work in the chamber or look for an alternative place, Abraham.
Now, Dominic, talking about the other offices that were affected, what is the extent of, you know, effect or damage, if I may use that word?
You can see that the offices there, because the roof is leaking, the water is all over some of the offices. You have some papers in the office being wet and all that. So that is what I can report now. You see water all over the floor. People, apparently some of the offices, the workers have left before that happened. So you can't say that they have any personal
belongings or personal effects.
Yes. So the rooms are flooded, the offices are flooded, the house has adjourned.
Parliamentary correspondent Dominic Ologi. Majority Leader Osei Mensah-Bonsu said the condition of the roofing will not adversely affect Parliament's work.
Would maybe have to contact the consultant and the contract to see how it can be done sooner. In the meantime, we may decide to sit at the banquet hall or wherever, but we will decide on when Parliament is in session.
So are we certain that may not maybe affect Parliament?
Well, even if it delays it for one day, it might have affected it, but I'm looking forward to attending to the problem as early as possible, and then we'll move forward. But I'm saying to us that if it may not be possible to hold business here, we can relocate to some other place.
So we are attributing this to a repair work that was done some 2 years ago.
Yes, it would appear that maybe the re-roofing was not very well done. Because as I indicated to you, the roof had been there, the old roof had been there. We have never suffered this tragedy until it got removed, being replaced, and this is what we are now seeing. Having said so, I think I also need to be cautious, because you need to also know the intensity of the storm before you come to a conclusion. And because I'm not in a position to ascertain for now the intensity of the storm, I'll be